students and faculty rallying for more money for the California State University system received support from leaders of the state legislature. That could set up a budget showdown with Governor Jerry Brown, as Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports.
Hundreds of red t-shirted CSU students and faculty gathered near one of the Capitol's main entrances to call for more state funding.
Free the students from homelessness and hunger!
Free the CSU!
In his January budget, Brown proposed a 3% bump, and he was pretty adamant to reporters about it.
It is enough. You're getting 3% more, and that's it. They're not going to get any more.
What do you tell Californians?
And they got to manage. I think they need a little more scrutiny over how they're spending things.
Brown's Department of Finance says CSU funding has grown by more than $1.5 billion since 2011. But that's after being cut by a third in the recession. The faculty wants another $300 million. The board says without at least half that, it'll raise the money through a tuition increase, which the governor, the faculty, and students all oppose. But advocates for more state spending do have allies with other budget negotiators.
There's one thing absolutely certain.
Democratic State Senate Leader Tony Atkins spoke at the CSU rally.
It's that we can never balance the CSU budget on the backs of students and their families or the faculty and their families.
Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon made similar comments to cheers. But asked after their speeches, both legislative leaders said while they're supportive of more funding, they couldn't commit to a level beyond what the governor proposed in January. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.